Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast, show number 121. And we've got our favourite special guest with us. Today it is Turtleneck Nick.
Like Alan Partridge.
Fantastic. Aha. We've also got Dan Silver and Jerome Munderline, Mike Coxon. Today we're going to start with a bit of sad news, and that is the death of legendary commentator Tony Gubber.
Quite right.
Bit of information about him. Sorry about that.
Was he 121 when he died? Is that the...
He wasn't, no, but I thought it kind of overshone any sort of other stat or fact, so it'd be a nice way. Sorry, from Manchester, but sorted out as news reporter for the Daily Mirror, our own newspaper, before joining BBC Liverpool, commentated every World Cup from 1974 to 2006, as well as Match of the Day, FA Cup, and he was actually the league commentator on the 2007 League Cup Final. Third longest serving football commentator on British TV behind Motti and Gerald Sinstat, and listed his favourite football moments as the debuts of George Best and Michael Owen, which is still alive. A real legend, one of the names that when I think of watching Match of the Day in the 90s, sort of shines out there with Motti and Sinstat, Jonathan Pearce, and a friend of Nick's who we can't really name because of legal proceedings against him at the moment.
I was going to say, Nick's just
a man with a
grinning
golden lighter. But, yeah, moving on. Stand out, stand down. Come on, lads. Dan, surely you've got to talk about Tottenham as stand out again. Wait, no, you can't this week, can you?
I know. It's shock horror. We didn't win. Or we lost. The unbeaten streak is gone.
Can I just specify? We have got some iTunes reviews, although unfortunately due to technical problems, I haven't been able to download them for this show. We will talk about them next week. But one of them did mention that the main problem with this show was the amount we talked about Gareth Bale. Funnily enough, another one was from a chap called Spurs Dan, who honestly, we're not reviewing our own show. Honestly, we're not.
Got me.
Genuinely, but no, a bit of a disappointment, although Liverpool are playing very well at the moment.
Yeah, well, no, do you know what, mate, they're not. Like, they didn't, they, like, well, it was a slow start from us, and then a brace from Vertonghen, my lad, and at 2-1, we were absolutely cruising. Yeah. Absolutely, it was literally, when's the third coming, when's the fourth coming, we were slaughtering them. And then what Carl Walker was thinking about that back pass, I've no idea. A stand down without a shadow of a doubt. Second stand down is then Hugo Lloris for not getting more of a boot to it. Don't know what he was doing.
European goalkeepers, isn't
it? Oh, God, it was painful.
The French.
And then third stand down is fucking Defoe, who was chest and volleying it back into the area of... I don't know what he was doing. I'm not worried, mate. I'm not worried about it. It was a couple of individual errors that haven't been happening for a while. I don't know. It was frustrating and disappointing, but I'm not worried because it was apart from the couple of individual errors that obviously severely cost us, it was a good performance from Spurs. But
lovely little step over for Suarez for his goal, wasn't it? And we just like roll across.
Oh, great finish!
Lovely, yeah,
great finish. I mean, I was just chatting with my old man about it. Watching it in the boozer, and
he just let it roll across him and just hit it with his wrong foot, really, didn't he?
It's the sort of thing you'd expect from Mitsu Patalainen, isn't it? I mean,
Suarez in a Spurs shirt would be, as much as a little git, that would be, I reckon that would make a Spurs team into contenders. But
this season he's really started really sort of scoring, though, hasn't he?
Yeah,
Suarez.
He's had 5-6 in his first season, in the after season. He never really sort of become...
He wasn't a goal scorer, no. He missed a lot of chances, but this year he has been...
Unbelievable.
He's stepped up a level, but given his character, I do think he'll be off in the summer. He's not a nice chap, is he? He's not. I don't see him as being particularly loyal.
I saw him in Liverpool a couple of weeks ago. He's quite big, you know. He's quite tall.
Is he?
Taller than you'd expect. He was there with his kid, and he was taller than I expected him to be.
Do you know what I'm more disappointed about?
True fact, not terribly interesting.
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually,
disappointed about the Tongan stop doing his Superman celebration, and I don't know why. It's really upsetting. It's a great celebration.
Maybe a bit kryptonite stopped him.
That's pathetic.
Well, you know, I don't know. What do you want me to say? Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's decided he doesn't like Superman anymore. He just stopped it. It probably looked quite daft. He's a Spurs player.
Right, that's 30 seconds we could have got back then.
Well, you know, I was trying to lead on to a fantastic anecdote from our favourite Boltonian about meeting another Liverpool football legend, obviously from the blue side though, David Moyes. Yeah, go on, Nick.
Talk about Everton and Wigan.
Oh, it was awful.
The result there, it's been a result. Some goals though, wasn't it, from those Wigan goals?
Three goals in three minutes.
Three some goals though, weren't they? Jordi Gomez, where he just kind of clipped it in, some lovely finishes. But the story involves Mr. Moyes, the Everton manager. A couple of years ago, I was at a restaurant opening with my wife. And
we work in media, we're fancy.
I turned around to my wife and said, oh, look who that is over there. Turned around, pleased as punch. Clocked him, clocked the ginger-haired Everton manager, toddled over to him, and to his face called him Chris Moyles.
Right, this is Mrs. W.
Yeah, Mrs. W. Another incident with a footballer.
Mrs. W. gets herself into some sticky situations.
Yeah, right to his face. Yeah. To be fair, Moyes was perfectly charming. He was he corrected her very nicely. He was actually there with Phil Brown as well. Had a bit of a chuckle, sent her on her way.
That's got to be quite a clash of oranges, hasn't it? Phil Brown's skin next to David Moyes' hair.
Moyes has got a very reptilian look about him, around the eyes. Like, his eyes might blink vertically rather than horizontally.
The kind of person that David Icke goes on about running the world.
Yeah, like what's inside the royal family. He's got a very reptilian. It was a nice fella. He was very charming. He talked to her. He said, "Oh, I think you got the wrong Moyes love. Mine's not with an L." He was very nice to her.
In
what could have been an awkward situation.
So basically, he was overly nice, one might say. So what is it with football managers and players? Overly nice to Mrs. W.
No, Moyes stayed the right side of it. Moyes was a professional, more like shitting.
Oh, damn.
The rascal. Let's not go there. The absolute rascal.
Not like Roy Carroll.
Not like Carroll or shitting. No.
Dear, dear.
No, but good performance by Wigan. Got the result, three good goals. But a lot of Everton fans are shouting for the head of David Moyes.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's interesting. My dad is an Evertonian. And while he respects what David Moyes has done, he thinks that maybe... Moyes has done a great job with limited resources, but he's clearly a bit tired of it.
Well, but what are they going to do? They can't do any better than they're doing, can they?
Well, there's two things. Well, I think there's two key issues, right? Number one, Moyes is like the fourth best paid manager in the Premiership.
Yeah.
He has got unbelievable... He's on something like 77 grand a month or something like that. Huge numbers right from the start.
77 grand a month?
Yeah, he's on huge numbers.
You'd be surprised that managers don't earn
numbers. And secondly, I think, do you remember a few years ago when Lescott was due for going and Everton started the next season? Lescott went to City and Everton started really badly.
Played Lescott the first game of the season, lost 6-1 at home to Arsenal.
And Moyes basically pointed the finger at Lescott for the poor start to Everton's season. You know, traditionally they start badly, as the cliche goes, and basically said it's all Jolyon's fault. But we didn't allow us to plan properly. Didn't allow us to bring him.
Yeah,
we didn't have to play him, did he?
Well,
yeah, but he needed to know whether he'd have him in the squad or not, and whether he could replace him.
If he could replace him, he needs the money in, I suppose.
I think they brought in Johnny Huizenga to replace him, although that might have been...
Basically, he pointed a finger of blame at them for the uncertainty, saying the uncertainty surrounding the club. And to be fair, Moyes is doing a bit of that himself, isn't he, at the minute?
Yeah.
I think Everton plan for next season, if you don't know who's going to be the gaffer. Well, so he's kind of holding them to ransom a little bit.
It's telling that traditionally they play a lot better in the second half of the season, and this year they've struggled since Christmas. They've been really quite poor.
To be fair, it's not their fault. They didn't know which Wigan was going to turn up, did they?
Exactly, yeah. You never know which Wigan's going to turn up.
Moyes had no idea that Wigan was going to turn up.
But speaking of catchphrases, the young Belgian, I don't know where he's coming from, but Romelu Lukaku, he's banging him in at West Brom. 2-1 win over Swansea.
He's my standout performance for the weekend, actually.
What, even ahead of Villa?
Well,
away win.
Standout was going to be Nathan Baker for the ridiculous own
goal. Oh, it was fantastic.
It was like the ball was rolling so slowly, you could have stopped it. Done a step over.
That needed your mate Stuart Hall commentating on it.
But
it's a knockout, guys.
Before that and after that, he was absolutely tremendous.
Yeah.
So, and the team performance was really
massive.
Massive win. and a massive game this weekend as well with QPR. Another 6 point.
Can we? We'll just ask Stuart Hall. What do you think of that? Cheers, Stu.
Yeah, thanks.
Can I just say my stand down is Gabby Agbonlahor for not doing away in Rooney and getting a hair transplant, because that just looks daft. He's balding at some rate, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's probably not as vain as Rooney.
He's looking. Do you know what? He's probably not as lively recently. He's actually looking like he's actually quite hungry for a game of Agbonlahor.
Well, I think he's in the team at the moment. He's playing, and I think. Obviously, playing breeds confidence, and he's looking all right.
I think he looks a bit like Bill Murray.
Well, Sean Miller, a former podcaster.
Bill Murray.
He looks a bit like Bill Murray.
Sean Miller thought he looked like Gabriel
Ghostbusters.
Bond.
Ghostbusters.
No, Gabriel. Sean. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
No, I can almost see Sean Miller looking like Gabby Agbonlahor.
No.
Although
there is one fundamental
difference between Bill Murray and Sean Miller and Gabby Agbonlahor, which is obviously the height.
Standout performance. I think might as well throw it in there.
Wait, can I just say that Nick has pulled? I thought he was going to pull out a picture of Bill Murray from his pocket. Look, here you are.
I'll put it up on the site. I'll find you the page, Robert.
Bill Murray, Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, sure.
And Gabby Ghosts.
Yeah.
Flooded.
Yeah. I'll get a good picture.
That's a question. Is Gabby Agbonlahor afraid of no ghosts?
Bloody hell. Standout performance, got me mentioned last night. I hope most of you watched it. Barcelona.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'd almost argue stand down as well, Milan's tactics.
Yeah.
Like, Jay and I were talking about it earlier this morning, and I was talking about my old man with it last night. Like, they seem to sit about 30 yards deeper than they did last week. I know that it was at the new camp, and, you know, they're probably trying to do, like Jay and I were saying, about the Chelsea, you know, crowd him out and then do him on the break and stuff. And they had, I mean, that.
Well, they had that one shot.
The youngster.
Yeah.
He
did everything.
He did do everything. But they just didn't. I mean, you know Barca, with the power that they've got, they're going to come at you all guns blazing. And I just don't think. I don't think Milan really did enough to stop it. And
it's just the same thing with Messi all the time. Like, you're shocked again how unbelievable he is.
Yeah.
It's just shocking.
And
this season's not been a good season for him, has it?
No, not really. No.
He scored 17 in 17 La Liga games in a row, so it's not been a bad season, to be fair.
Like the first goal and
And the second as well.
I'm interested to see what happens to Messi when he gets to about 29, 30 and he potentially gets a few injuries.
It'll be terrible.
And it's that bit smaller.
Yeah, it'll be terrible.
He's not the sort of player. Well, obviously, he'll probably still get in the Spurs team just about. I mean, if Jermaine Defoe's retired. But
I hope so. He'll be like 45 by then.
How young do you think Messi is? About 13.
Not 12.
He fought by Jermaine Defoe, 42.
But you know what? I was really chuffed. I don't know. I tweeted this last night. I don't know why, but I was really chuffed to see David Villa score that great goal.
The celebration as well.
Great beard. Because he's stopped with that ball.
Loves it. But he's a quality player, and he hasn't had the best of luck recently. And I mean, it's a wonderful weighted pass from Xabi, but the turn and the finish from David, you saw how much it meant to him as well. And I was chuffed for the fella, really was.
He's playing for his future a bit.
He barely touched the ball though before that, and then, but I mean, what a finish! And
so for me, I like the last goal with the fullback.
Jordi Alba,
85 yards. You know, that's what it was. He ran 85 yards.
Well, it's similar to the Euro 2012 final when he ran about 85 yards.
There is one fella who enjoyed that goal the most. Did you see this? It was I'm sure got the guy's name.
Was it Jessica Alba?
That was Jessica Alba. Some fella had at four Champions League games. And they'd all come through. Four results in four Champions League games. And they've all gone. Exact scores. And for Barcelona to win 4-0. And with Jordi Alba putting in that goal in the last minute, 49 grand he won. 49 grand. The £25 bet. 49 grand because Jordi Alba put that. I found it. I tweeted it about 5-10 minutes to go because I'd seen it. or on Twitter, and I was sat there going, I actually went, go on, come on, someone score, someone score, someone. And I was half celebrating when it went in. I was like, I'm not on the fucking 49 grand, but someone has. Well played, lad.
Can I just say that the main thing I've got from all of that is looking around the table and realising I'm the only person who doesn't have a beard sat around this table. And I'm probably the only person who can't grow a beard as well.
You actually have.
It's just ginger.
Well, it's just really light and it's in real bad patches.
Give it 10 or 15 years, I reckon I'll have a lovely neck beard.
Once you're in puberty, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Beard heroes. Great. Blessed Olaf Melberg.
Oh, Melberg, hero.
Were you saying that Olaf Melberg is blessed, or were you comparing him to Brian Blessed, who has a fantastic beard?
Both beards. Blessed, like Olaf Melberg, what a beautiful brute of a man.
He's
brute in like 2 days as well. He's like proper.
What's anyway, happened back to football. What's happened to Olaf Melberg?
Is it Olympiacos? I think he's at a Greek team.
He was.
Is he at Juventus or something?
Yeah, he was at Juventus after he left.
Went to Juventus and then went to.
Yeah. Or is he at a Turkish team? Speaking of Turkish teams.
Well, see, I Galatasaray did all right. Go on, ruin it. Galatasaray. Have you heard about the Galatasaray fans that Schalke caught trying to dig their way into the Gelsenkirchen to watch the game?
What? Literally?
Schalke literally caught some Galatasaray fans trying to dig their way
great
into the stadium.
Great escape style.
Well, I think
great entry.
Great entry, yeah. But it's a great result for them. Amazing. I mean, you can say what you like about them signing Drogba and Schneider, but it is nice to see a team. Obviously, they're a big club, but they're from a small league. It is almost like Celtic being in the quarterfinal.
I think you're giving Celtic a little bit too much credit there, but yeah.
I think Celtic are a far bigger club than Galatasaray, but
yeah. But well, anyway.
But yeah, it's great to see them through there, and I would love them to get a draw that can carry them further.
Well, Galatasaray.
Yeah.
They're going to struggle. Who are they going to play?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, at the moment, the weakest team look like Borussia Dortmund, and that's saying a lot because they look fucking brilliant. if Galatasaray are lucky, Arsenal will get through.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. That's not happening.
That's tonight, so. Well, tomorrow, presumably, if you're listening to this. Or maybe you're listening to it in 3 weeks' time, so it was ages ago.
You mean
ago,
yesterday?
And Arsene Wenger's gone.
You mean yesterday, not tomorrow?
Oh, well, I don't know what I mean. Pillock, that's an underrated insult.
I've got to see time as just a straight line. See it as a multitude of parallel lines. We can get
for all we know, we've gone back. Marty McFly might be listening to this in the past, trying to make his way out by listening to the podcast. It's got to him.
It's been a long Arsenal.
What's next? What's next?
You can tell Nick gets really excited when he comes down, doesn't he? Arsenal, go, Jay. What about him?
But Jack Wilshere is going to be out.
Jack Wilshere is out.
He's out for tonight. And
who's going to marshal on midfield against San Marino?
Yeah. Well, Scotty Parker's got a... well, I don't know.
I reckon Andy Simpson's due a recall.
Scotty Parker looks like he might be in there for that kind of role. I don't know. They're going to have to change it.
Scott Parker can't get recalled by England, surely.
He's played well. He has been playing well, but yeah. I still not want...
He's a step backwards.
Leon Osman. He'll probably play Leon Osman.
To be honest, you've got Gerrard and Cleverley who seem to be nailed on for a starting place. And then, I mean, it says a lot when you look into the future by playing 31-year-old Leon Osman, but...
I don't agree with that at all, but I'm going on what Hodgson's done so far, but...
It does sum up the feeling towards England, I think, at the moment.
What other football?
Other football? Yeah. Well, I think Naughty Boys of the Week, but I think we've got to start with the Hero of the Week, and it's been well publicised, but Curtis Woodhouse, formerly of Hull and Birmingham City.
It's magnificent.
Absolutely fantastic.
Can I just say, the most bizarre thing is happening outside. The sun is shining, and it's snowing.
Nice.
The world is ending. This is the last message you will ever hear. Head to high ground. Take food and water with you.
That is absolutely bizarre. Sorry.
And Curtis Woodhouse will be there waiting
for you. Go on. Yeah,
this is just amazing. If you've not seen the story, basically...
How to deal with Twitter trolls.
He was the victim of a troll who, it turns out, has been trolling the likes of Victoria Beckham, Lennox Lewis.
Loads of them.
Basically, pretty much any celebrity on Twitter he's been insulting for a laugh. And Curtis Woodhouse, who was footballer and now boxer, lost at the weekend on points, so he got trolled saying how useless he was, he should retire. So Curtis Woodhouse offered £1,000 to anyone who could tell him
his 18,000 pounds, isn't it? Yeah.
And the name of this guy. Found out the address and the name, turned up on the guy's street.
Yeah.
Sat there, tweeted a photo of the street. The guy panicked, apologised. Apparently, he was at work at the time.
He's gone out of hand.
He got out of hand.
I'm really sorry, I was just joking. Please don't come and
but
hurt
the
me.
Way Curtis Woodhouse, I mean, I'm no advocate of vigilante justice, but the way he tweeted throughout it.
Love it.
It's fantastic. Well,
speaking of vigilante justice, nothing to do with football though. Did you see Batman turn up and hand someone at the police station?
It wasn't the real Batman. It wasn't the real Batman.
But it was Bradford's Batman.
The Bradford Batman.
Amazing. Sorry, but go on.
But yeah, just amazing. Joey Barton came out in support. Lord Prescott, who obviously has previous of punching someone.
That's how we deal with things in Hull.
Yeah, that's how we deal with things in Hull, he said. Obviously, we know that, John, from the fact he smacked some fisherman in the face.
Threw an egg at you.
Those were the days. That was when politics were politics. None of this bloody line about speeding points. That was when you sorted it out. Which is what Stuart Hall's probably going to be presenting in jail. Handing out gold lighters. But we'll wait and see. But no, that's great. Any more stand down? And I do have another one, but I'll go on to it because it's heartbreaking.
I've got a stand down.
Go on.
I'm a Bolton season ticket, and we played Brighton at a weekend.
Last time you were in it,
lucky
Bolton were struggling with relegation.
Yeah,
now
we were 3 points from the bottom, and we've strung five.
Now they're going to win the championship, aren't they?
It's a big call, that. I think we might sneak into the fifth spot, though. We're doing all right. We won five on the spin. We're doing okay. And we played Brighton on the weekend, and I was with Brighton had a few ex-Premiership players playing for them. They've got Cusack in goal.
Yep.
They've got Matthew Upson at centre-half. And they've got Wayne Bridge, yep, full-back as well, right? And I've not seen Wayne Bridge play for a while. So I played West Ham a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever. And I work at the MEM building, and you kind of hear the journalists talking about Wayne Bridge and what he's on and how he slipped away and how they don't value his attitude. But I was really, really shocked at how poor Wayne Bridge was. Genuinely, I thought he was dreadful. He was absolutely dreadful.
Can we just specify that what he's on refers to money and not anything else?
Yeah, I'll specify that. He's to the tune of 80 large, I think, a week. He's on big money. Right? He's on big money. And so
is he still on loan at Brighton?
Yeah, he's still on loan from City.
Yeah,
so like when they were warming up, Bridge was just standing there with his arms crossed and just daft little things like that. Game kicked off, he got skinned a couple of times, and then there was one incident. My pal had clocked in and said, just watch Bridge, he's having a shock, he looks like he's been out all night, he looked that bad. He's running back, he's playing at left back, he's running back towards his own goal line with a winger chasing him, right? So he's running back, and what he's trying to do, he's run towards his own goal line and hook it over. The ball comes over his right shoulder, so you watch it comes over his right shoulder, and he's trying to hook it away, hook it back over with his left foot, right?
Should be easy enough, sounds easy enough, Nick.
You think so, yeah. So it comes over his shoulder, and he kicks it in his own face, and it goes out. Remember, like, the own goal, like, was it a Berry player?
Yeah.
On about an hour, he got the hook, and I think Brighton went to three centre-halves to try and win the game again. But I just couldn't
believe... 1-0 final score?
Yeah, he finished 1-0. Yeah. We scored after about 20 minutes.
And to think the poor lad had to go home to Frankie from the Saturdays.
Look, I'm sure we weren't the only team who had given it out, but he was getting some fearsome stick.
Was it?
And about John Terry and about his misses and whatever else, right? But he just didn't look bothered. And I was just shocked to see it, because I always thought, it was all right. You know, I always thought Bridge was like the kind of player that clubs like Chelsea and City sign to move on to the next thing. Like, Chelsea signing when they got a bit of money and then brought Ashley Cole in.
From what I've heard, City did the same, and then brought in Clichy to move on to the next level.
Well,
my old man's a season ticket holder at Brighton, and from what I've heard, he's been playing all right. He's been playing quite well this season.
Maybe just been on a bad day, but I thought it was dreadful. And it kind of... Yeah. It's probably what I was talking to you, Mike, about sort of players who've...
Move down the league. And you've got another fantastic anecdote. Which is relevant because he's a naughty boy this week, Peter Shilton.
Well, one for the road, Shilton. is another we can have a chat about. But I was just thinking, you don't really see the players. Like, in the past, players used to work the way down the leagues, and I suppose with the money and stuff, they don't really do it anymore. Like Michael Owen famously said, not playing in the Championship.
Owen Hargreaves is the same. He refused to move down.
But nowadays, they can go to, I mean, depending on what sort of level they're at, but nowadays they can go to America.
Oh, I go to China.
Why would you go down to a lower league and when you can earn more money and play in a
would be like Mark.
But yeah, we spoke about. I saw Bruce Grobbelaar playing for Northwich Vicks, and David Bardsley, who was in the first ever Premier League team of the year when he was at QPR.
Edgar Davids for Barnet, though.
Edgar Davids for Barnet, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's amazing.
We had one at Bolton about 1995. Peter Shilton rolled up.
Yeah.
He was desperate to get his 1,000th game, so he must have been about 45, 46 or so. I think he came as a sub, as a number two, basically. Our number two got injured. We were pushing for a promotion charge, mid-90s. And he stayed at a hotel I was working at, the Bolton Forte Post House.
Oh, nice.
He stayed there, desperate to try and get his 1,000th league position. And one time I got sent to deliver a mixed grill up to room 117 or whatever it was to Schultz. Knocked on the door. And
sound effect.
Sound effect. Mr. Shilton. Oh, I had a question ready because I wanted to ask him. I was a young youth. You know, we've already discussed I was a
young bellboy.
A young youth. These were the days when you had 5-year-olds going around hotels cleaning the shoes, asking for change.
I was an interesting child. You know, I was a curious child. So I had already worked out.
You were also a working child. We have to say.
Knocked on the door and Mr. Shilton answered the door in what looked
in just his pants.
Well, better than that. It was like his grandmother's robe, probably the best description.
Amazing.
Pat out of breath slightly and immediately apologised for being out of breath, claiming he was exercising in the room.
Yeah.
Right. So
did you get a little sneaky peek into what was it? Were anyone else in the room?
Well, no, there was no one else in the room. I popped his mixed grill down on the table and I didn't even ask my question. I was distracted
to be fair,
his open robe.
To be fair, when we're in a hotel on our own, we all like an exercise every now and then, you know, when you're away from home.
A traveller's treat.
Yeah, a traveller's treat. Jesus Christ. Oh, right. I like the fact he was having a mixed grill, though.
He was just eating a mixed grill. Lovely. Schultz was having a mixed grill. I think he played for Plymouth. I think it was Plymouth.
I think it was Plymouth that he got his 1,000th, or Exeter, or someone like that.
Bad week, and a story from nearly 20 years ago. Someone's claimed that you were pulling yourself around a hotel room.
Where do you pull these stories from?
Well, I used to have a colourful childhood, I suppose.
I think we'll leave that there. I have got Mischievous Mammal of the Week.
Mischievous Mammal of the Week. I think I know this. YouTube,
Mischievous Mammal. In the game between FC Zurich and Thun, which obviously is quite a high-profile game
FC
in Switzerland. The pitch was invaded by a Martin.
Martin.
Which is, everyone doesn't know, I didn't know what a Martin
was.
Not Nigel Martin, no. It looks like a sort of ferret-looking character.
To be fair, Nigel Martin looked a bit like a ferret.
This Martin came from, how it got into a football stadium, it was running around the pitch, and it was Lloris Bonito, who was the FC Zurich defender, managed to wrestle it into his grasp, but all got his finger bit in the process, and eventually they managed to continue the game, but game suspended
game
for
suspended.
A while for because of pesky
cat
pesky
around the
Martin.
Pitch at Anfield.
There's nothing like the day that a dog runs into the playground at school, but
where the hell?
When you get an animal on the pitch,
it's exciting if a pigeon flies over or something. That's exciting.
There was a Robin Redbreast on the pitch at United earlier this season, and I like a Robin Redbreast. It's well documented. a couple of other naughty boys, Carlos Tevez, been arrested for driving without a license. Yeah. I hope they send him down. but we'll leave that. But this is the heartbreaking one: Carlos Valderrama. Colombian legend. What do you know him for?
Don't say he's involved.
Great Barnet.
He's cut his hair.
No.
He's cut his hair off.
Why? Charity.
He played. He just decided, charity. And I quote, "Just like some things can change in football, I changed my look."
Has he never cut his hair then?
Never cut his hair. Well, presumably he's had a few haircuts, otherwise he would be like Cousin It.
True.
But
he's actually locked it all off.
Heartbreaking.
That is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. One more naughty boy, Wilfred Zaha, giving the finger to Leeds fans. He's already a United legend. Already. Lad. Love it.
I'll tell you what, You know who we haven't mentioned for a long time? It was Matt Davies, my old housemate, who is the Southend fan, and who I haven't mentioned for a long time, Bilal Moshni. Right, he's been keeping himself quite quiet, and he was because he's always one for a bit of drama. But how about this? He's been quoted this week as saying that he fancies a chance in his arm, a bit of ultimate cage fighting.
Nice.
He reckons himself as a bit of a scrapper, and he's thinking about going into cage fighting. I mean, what an absolute fruitcake!
Have a word with Curtis Woodhouse.
What a fruitcake that boy is! But I love him. Bilal Moshni, cage fighter. You heard it here first.
What? One more, which I think has got to be unbelievable boy of the week. We all remember Jimmy Traore, don't we? Liverpool, yes.
Legend. Specialist.
He just can't control his feet. He's playing for Seattle Sounders now.
Who?
In America. Seattle Sounders. And they're in the CONCACAF Champions League playing Tigres the other night in the second leg. They were 1-0 down from the first leg. They right. won 3-2 on aggregate. And the girl that won it, Jimmy Traore, from 35 yards of volley. No. I shit you not. It is one of the best goals you will ever see. From Jimmy fucking Traore. Look it up. We will try and get it on the website.
Sure.
Amazing.
I saw a... I can't remember the geezer's name. It's annoying. Knowledge is the bomb and all that. But I saw... I'll get it up for next week. There was a defender, centre-back, scored from halfway inside his own half.
Yeah, the Brazilian lad, wasn't it?
I'm not sure it was Brazilian.
It was a foreign.
Someone, Mo.
Mo, yeah.
His surname was Mo. Picked up the ball and struck it from halfway inside his own half.
Well, that...
And it without a bounce, straight into the back of the net over the keeper.
Unbelievable.
Wonderful goal.
Well, I think we've got just about time for a quick Melbourne Heart update, Daniel.
Yeah, to be honest.
Well, can I just point out to... the likes of Jacob Bull and Andre, well, I think he's probably on about quadruple sin now. We aren't going to change our allegiances regardless of the playoffs. So,
I'm not even sure if they're going to make it now, unfortunately.
Well,
it's still possible, but they lost 2-0 at home to Adelaide United at the weekend. And
we'll keep going, we'll keep supporting the Heart.
At least until we have
to rely on glory.
Yeah, it's something needs to know. Only a couple of games left.
Yeah.
Need the points.
And I think on that note, we'll wrap it up. You know where to email us, banner@footballpubcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, /thefootballpubcast. Complaints to @SimonHead. Any trolls, go to @JamesStaples.
Yeah, @JimStaples.
At Jim Staples, it'll turn up on your street. you really don't want that. Visit us at footballpubcast.co.uk and follow us on Twitter @footballpubcast. It's been a pleasure as always, guys. Take care.